This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Trump is weighing in on the situation in Syria, where a relief group says hundreds of thousands of civilians are fleeing Idlib province. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Idlib is the last rebel stronghold in Syria. Government forces have been bombarding it for about a month and last week launched a ground offensive. The Syrian army and opposition activists say more than 40 villages and hamlets have been captured, while the Syrian Response Coordination Group says more than 200,000 people are fleeing their homes ahead of the advance. Meanwhile, President Trump is accusing Syria, along with allies Russia and Iran, of being on their way to killing thousands of innocent civilians. In a tweet, he says, "Don't do it," adding that Turkey is working hard to stop what he describes as carnage. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny says that he was dragged out of his office by police officers who conducted fresh searches at the headquarters of his anti-corruption foundation in Moscow. It was not immediately clear why the outspoken Kremlin critic was detained. Navalny was live on Twitter showing the moments before police officers entered that particular office. Iraqi President Barham Saleh says that Thursday he would rather resign than appoint a prime minister chosen by a bloc in parliament that's influenced by Iran. On Wednesday, the bloc named Saad Al-Adani, governor of the southern Basra province, as the country's next prime minister. The choice was quickly rejected by anti-government protesters who have called for a complete overhaul of the government that has been in place since 2003 and the U.S. invasion of Iraq. This is VOA News. Riot